This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Wednesday, the 10th of March. You're listening to today's DJV program as opposed to yesterday's or tomorrow's or last week's or last month or last year's program. Jennifer is here, Jennifer Horn from Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm in Framingham, Massachusetts. We're all here together in our virtual room, our conversation room. Victoria's recuperating from a little operation. She'll be fine. Today is National No Smoking Day. You know the stress that comes from being around, for me anyway, being around smokers? I find it very stressful.
It smells so bad.
Well, it's not only that. It's what it does to you. You know, the secondhand smoke stuff, I grew up around it, and I have ramifications. There are things going on in my lungs that probably wouldn't be going on were it not that I grew up around smoke. And that stuff, they didn't really know it then. My mother was addicted to tobacco, and she used it as a way to exit this life. But when you get right down to brass tacks and think about what we saw, all of us probably had the same experience. You didn't. Your folks didn't smoke, Jay. I don't think.
No.
Jennifer, did your father? You folks never smoked. Did they not?
No, my parents didn't smoke, but my grandmother, remember, my mom's mom did.
Yeah.
And she was born and raised in North Carolina, and that's one of the national pastimes.
Tobacco
fields there. Everybody smoked on my mom's side of the family except for
kill
my mom.
Kill them all. Yeah, right. Let's
kill
them all.
I think I told you that story when after she passed away, I was trying to clean up the house because people were coming over. And I always thought her wallpaper in her kitchen was yellow with flowers on it.
Yeah.
Until I was steaming the blinds with one of those little steamer machines.
Yep.
And I went and moved the steamer up and like away because I was wiping off my forehead or something, no doubt, because I was probably sweating. And the wallpaper ran and it was actually white underneath there. I never even knew. I thought it was yellow. That was all the sticky tobacco.
Nope. So today is National No Smoking Day, designed as a time to reach out to people that you know who suffer from the addiction to nicotine. Why this is legal when all these other things that are somewhat helpful to you. There's nothing about smoking tobacco that's good for you. People, young girls will say, oh, it keeps me skinny. Really, you're that stupid that that's what you think is going on? Anyway, the research shows that the number of people around the world who still smoke and are not actively trying to quit is dwindling. The stigma around smoking now, especially in our country, but around the world, I think, the progressive world, and mostly because people know the dangers of first-hand smoke and second-hand smoke, as we were talking about. Things get a little worse because of other things that are in the air. So let's all acknowledge National No Smoking Day and encourage people. Don't say, yeah, you know, I don't want to be around you because you smoke. Maybe you help them figure out a way of quitting. That's the thing. I didn't know that as a kid growing up with my mother. I just know I didn't want to be around it. And it more became a symbol in any number of ways of, you know, psychological stuff. And I think people that suck on a cigarette are, this psychologically is something, how they get started doing it and why they get started doing it, why they stay with it. You know, these people that run these tobacco companies are fiends. And they know what the psychology is in putting that nicotine into it. And they also put sugar and all kinds of other stuff into the cigarettes to get them to smell good or taste good or whatever it is. I just find it disgusting, frankly. So, anyway, that's something we can think about through the day. I see Disneyland is reopening in California. What a wonderful job the governor's doing, making sure that everybody's going to be able to have
a year.
Yeah.
Right. He had a State of the State last night, and he was.
Really?
You can tell he's rattled about this recall election. And he was saying that they're going to continue to follow the science despite the naysayers.
Yeah.
But the problem is he hasn't followed the science. That's the issue. If we were following the science, the kids would be back in school. We wouldn't be worried about outdoor stuff. But the governor has never followed the science, and that's why he's being recalled. He keeps moving the goalposts. So now It's a miracle. Things are starting to open up. The movie theaters will be in the red tier. We're still in the purple tier, but they say by St. Patrick's Day, L.A. County will be in the red tier, which means that at reduced capacity, some movie theaters can open up. They say that this means at reduced capacity, Disneyland can open, but at 15%. So they're going to open, even though they won't be making any money at 15%, but they figure otherwise you've got a theme park that's disintegrating because it's not being used.
Right, exactly. All right, thousands of migrant children backed up in the detention facilities along the border, the surge of immigration coming from Central America. I thought Mexico was going to be a... Was it just because Trump was there and he was browbeating them that they...
No, it's because Biden reversed all of the Trump policies. So the deal that Trump had with Mexico that was working... Biden rescinded it, like, on day one in office with one of his executive orders. And so now the problem is worse than when Trump had it in 2019. When Trump had it, they were calling it a crisis. Now Biden's administration says, it's not a crisis, it's just a challenge. Meanwhile, hundreds and thousands of unaccompanied minors are coming into the country, and they're being kept in what? They're being kept in cages, just like they hit Trump's administration for, because they have no place to put them. And instead of reuniting them with their families, they're looking for sponsor families to take them in, resource families here in the country to take in these kids who are without parents and without a life that have just showed up at the border. It's a mess. It's a real mess. And it's happened in 50 days.
All right. So there are 3,250 youngsters that fit that description, according to immigration agency documents. The problem for the administration is both the number of children crossing the border and what to do with them when they get here because they're by themselves. So we have now another weight on the Health and Human Services Department that they don't need. And then we have, you know, people coming across the border. Since January, 78,000 people have crossed the border. What are we doing?
And the worst months historically are always going to be March, April, and May because that's when the weather is nice. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. People will typically come.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? A lot of times they're going back to catch and release and just letting people in the country, but they're not screening them for COVID. So now Greyhound has a problem because Greyhound says you can't put COVID positive patients on a bus to wherever and expect us to have to take care of the fallout. So there's that issue. That's a problem too.
That is a big issue. So what did Kevin McCarthy, what's he doing? There's a delegation apparently going this week to the border. What are they looking for? What are they looking at? What comes out
wrong
of this?
Mm-hmm. Biden sent his Homeland Security Secretary, or he went on his own, I don't know, Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, went to the border this weekend. He wouldn't take any media with him. He took his delegation. He gave a report to Biden, which according to the reports at the White House, Biden has not even read yet. And Mayorkas said it's so bad now that he's asking for volunteers from DHS to go and volunteer their time to help out at the border because the Border Patrol is being overrun.
Wow. Meanwhile, there are some illegals that have been involved in a couple of fatal highway crashes. Here we go again with this stuff. These illegals that are drunk, and I'm not saying all illegals are drunk, so don't give me that stuff, but there are way too many problems caused by illegals that they don't seem to have to answer. They don't have to answer to it. They deport them. Well, what good is that, deporting them to come back again? They should be in jail for being involved in a crash that killed somebody, right? And then they find out that these people, the illegals, paid up to 10 grand to get smuggled into our country.
Well, what you're talking about is that accident. I think we talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago at the border in Imperial County in California. There was this huge, brutal accident, and it involved a Ford Expedition and a tractor trailer. And so when they got into, the bodies were like strewn all over the place, and when they looked inside the Expedition, they had ripped out the inside so that they could stack people in. They had footage of it running through the border fence, so they took the fence that was not... been repaired as part of the border wall project,
right.
And they ran through the fence, and they came into the country, and apparently they do this all the time. There was another car that got in.
I thought it was $3,000.
What kills me. When people say conservatives aren't for immigration, that's not me. I am for immigration. I'm for it legally because when you get into situations like this, people are taken for granted. They are hurt. They are killed. They are abused. And they work their whole dang lives to raise that much money to try to sneak into the country. And these people, they believe, paid $10,000 to be killed in the back of that expedition.
Yeah. Wow. California, here I come. Meanwhile, the stimulus checks, we haven't talked much about this today. Congress is giving the final green light to that $1.9 trillion stimulus package. So now there's going to be an effort to administer this thing, and then we're going to find out really what was between the lines, if you will, between the pages. A lot of money. They're going to change the...
A lot of it.
What's that, Jen?
I said we have already seen a lot of it, and a lot of it, $1 trillion of it, has nothing to do with COVID relief.
Yeah.
It has to do with building trains in Silicon Valley. It has to do with stuff that is not helping people. They even lowered the requirement. They raised the requirement of how much money you have to make to get the stimulus check, so it's harder for people to get a stimulus check now. But do you think we saw a reduction in that price tag? No way. So right. Where did that money go that's not being given to people?
Supposedly there's something in there to change the tax code as well as to how you're going to be... Are you going to be taxed on this stuff? That doesn't seem to make... This seems kind of anti-productive, doesn't it? To tax people on the money that they get from the government to keep themselves going. But the...
We've spent in total now $5 trillion after this bill passes today to try to bail people out for COVID relief. What would have happened if we would have just kept things open in a sensible way?
Yeah. And what would be happening if we...
And would
if
less
took
people
that money,
have died? Because I think well, that the same amount of people were going to die no matter what.
I think what should have happened is that we use that money to incentivize bringing businesses back to America and not, and then put everybody to work. And, you know, that would do it. It would, if you quickly moved companies and businesses out of China and brought them back here, incentivize the move, and then look at all the jobs that would be necessary. That's really, that's the ticket as far as I'm concerned. That would have been the smart play, but maybe I'm the smartest guy around. There aren't too many smart people in Washington. You can make your mind up on that, folks, as you see fit. 18 after the hour, coming up to that, it's introducing Clear Time once again with my little, I think, couple of hours. So it's been a couple hours since I did that. Spray up the nostrils and have it. Oh, wow. It really is amazing, the sensations you feel as you squirt a little bit of Clear, X-L-E-A-R, into your nose. It'll work against bacterial colonies, breaks up all kinds of things that are in your, whether it's your nasal passage or your children's, everybody in the house. This is a non-addictive and non-irritative product, so everybody can use it. Bring it to children, bring it to school, outside when they're playing, all that sort of thing. Find all about how this works, and you can buy at the product, actually, your favorite drugstore, grocery store, natural food retailer. Also, keep in mind that because all the science is showing that nasal sprays can prevent flus and illnesses, a lot of doctors, nurses, and public health professionals have signed a petition to the Center for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on Americans to use nasal sprays to combat the pandemic. Doctors are signing on to this, so maybe you'd like to sign it as well. You can see it, read it at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign that petition. That's at clear, X-L-E-A-R.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Social and trending time here on the DJV program at 23 after the hour. Yes, the focus continues on the interview. If I say interview, everybody knows what I'm talking about, Jay, right?
Yeah, it's the interview.
Right. Yes, right. But there are some other things to discuss here. There's a bill to allow social media censorship lawsuits, which we ought to talk about. That's something that is trending. We'll talk about what's trending and to focus on some of our social media in just a moment here on the DJV show.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Okay, so we have a lot of people here. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, with Jay Kirshner working over the trending items that are all over the place. And we're following up on some of these things with your comments. Now, COVID shots. This is one of the, certainly, the things that people are concerned about who haven't gotten them. What's the impact? What am I going to feel? So what are some of our listeners saying about their COVID experiences, Jay?
Yeah, those who had the shots, pretty much everybody is saying a sore arm, nothing unlike the flu shot. It's not anything drastic. Most people are saying that they got the Pfizer one. They really didn't experience many side effects. However, the second round with the Moderna vaccine, a lot of people have been reporting a low-grade fever, some body aches, nausea for a couple of days, but nothing that put them down for the count.
Is that the first
inconvenience
one or the second one?
The second shot for Moderna. Yeah.
Now, one wonders if there is anything, do you see anything about the experiences people are having in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with it? Because that's one shot and one shot only. So
yeah, a couple people have commented that they had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and same as the flu shot, a little bit of a sore arm. Sometimes it's a little bit hot. You feel a little bit of heat, but other than that, yeah. it was nothing different.
Mm-hmm. What's the latest on the Harry, Meghan, Oprah interview? That thing seems to have legs of its own. That'll be one of the big things this week to talk about at the end of the week.
Yeah, so many more items keep coming out. In the interview, Meghan and Harry had acknowledged that they were married they thought that they had gotten married 3 days prior to the actual big ceremony that was televised. But according to British law, they needed two witnesses. They didn't have those two witnesses. So apparently they weren't legally married until the actual wedding. John Oliver has videos resurfacing from a couple, 3 years ago in 2018 when he was commenting to Stephen Colbert about, I would not blame Meghan if she pulled out. This family is kind of messed up. They're going to cause some emotional complications likely.
The Diana storyline in The Crown looks more credible after the interview, I think. One of the things Oprah asked them if they'd seen The Crown, and they said, yeah, we've seen some of the episodes. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I have not checked out The Crown. Even though I do kind of like very following popular. Along with the stuff going on with the royal family, I've never had a desire to check out The Crown. But after Sunday's interview, I feel like I need to binge watch the entire thing, all of the seasons.
Speaking of binging, the Republicans are pushing for a bill to allow social media censorship. What do our listeners think about that? Or do we need to ask a little bit? This is Twitter and Facebook stuff. Because of all
Yeah, definitely. Give us your input. How do you feel about this bill being passed? Should Twitter and Facebook be censored? Are they allowed to censor people, or should they not be? At DJ V Show, weigh in on this.
That is it. Wait a minute. It's 28 past the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrats are claiming the coronavirus relief bill will dramatically change many low-income families' lives over the next year. The bill is expected to pass the House today for a final vote before President Biden signs it into law. Once President Biden signs the latest relief bill into law, Washington lawmakers will have spent a record $5 trillion in less than a year. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott maintained border security is a federal responsibility. The governor visited the Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday to meet with border officials about his recent influx in illegal immigrants and take an aerial tour of the border. During the visit, Abbott said Texas is working to clean up Biden's mess. President Biden will deliver his first primetime address Thursday, marking the anniversary of the start of the COVID-19 lockdowns. The speech gives Biden an opportunity to come out of hiding as Kamala Harris continues to field calls from world leaders. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Major League Baseball will feature 14 games today. San Francisco Giants pitcher Alex Woods talks about his spring training start against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Felt good physically. It was nice to. I was the most pitches I've thrown all spring and probably in a while since probably the second spring training of last year. But overall, I felt good. I didn't think my stuff was very good today. I wasn't very happy that, you know, they decided to bring in a reliever in the first inning instead of just rolling it. So sitting there for 25 minutes wasn't exactly ideal. But nature of the beast, you know. But overall, felt good. Felt healthy. I did feel like the ball was coming out good, just wasn't as sharp as I've been so far this spring.
Moving from the American League to the National League, Mr. Woods talks about having to bat again without a designated hitter in the National League.
We've taken swings a few times, but now this week I think will really be kind of go time as far as getting our body used to swinging the bat. You know, I'm a purist. I love having a DH in the NL, and I mean DH in the AL, and you know, no DH in the NL. You know, I think the strategy is a lot better in the NL without the DH. You know, when you put the designated hitter in there, it can get kind of boring. I mean, the manager pretty much just sets the lineup. You know, when the reliever's coming in, like he's going to come in to face whoever, he's going to stay in. Like, it's not really double switches and guys going in and out as much. But me personally, I'm not super excited about having to hit again. But you know, I'm going to do my best to you know, try and hit above the Mendoza line. But we'll see what happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okie dokie, dominokie. Back at it, 34 after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I'm about to expose you to the mind of one of the most brilliant men in America. That's coming up. We'll meet Shane Quint, who is the director of technology at Seriscan. You'll hear things about your brain that you never knew were possible. That's coming right up. A moment of silence for Roger Mudd. The TV journalist, worked for CBS for a long time and NPR, passed away yesterday at the age of 93. He was somebody to be reckoned with. He had kidney failure, apparently, not related to COVID. He was credited in 1979 with crushing Senator Ted Kennedy's presidential ambitions, just about as he was going to challenge Jimmy Carter, but it didn't go anywhere. He was one. He was a sort of poor man's Dan Rather, if you know what I mean. But anyway, he was very significant. People remember his name. So Roger Mudd passing away at the age of 93. I'm very excited. I really am about this conversation. I think you're going to gain a lot. Don't go away, because you'll meet Shane Quint in a moment. If you ever wondered how your brain works, you're going to figure it out, or you'll know a lot more after the conversation than you know now. So stick around for that. Meanwhile, time for us to help you lose your weight. or keep it off if you've been on a crash diet, if you've been taking certain drugs, if you've been going to the gym, whatever you've been doing to lose weight, good. That's a good start. But you won't keep it off if you don't. I mean, I make this very bold, blatant statement. If you don't get onto Calitrin and use the product that is all natural, stimulant-free, drug-free, gluten-free, you will not keep the weight off. You just won't. You'll go back to your old ways of eating chocolate and candy and cookies and lots of meat and potatoes or whatever it is. So why frustrate yourself? Just get on this program. It's an inexpensive way to support your body and do it forever. That's what I'm just staying on Calitrin forever because I want to keep the weight off. I love the impact that collagen has on my skin. And that's what a lot of people like as well. Plus it helps you sleep because of the ingredients. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You call or you go online to toploss.com. You order the product, you pay for one and you get two. You pay for 10 and you get 20. That's the deal right now using the DJV code. You don't have to pay for shipping either. That's DJV. That's the way to lose the weight. Keep it off. Don't frustrate yourself. Be successful in your weight loss efforts to keep the weight off. Use Calitrin at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with a special person that has a special message. As you know, I don't keep many secrets from the people who listen to this program. So you know that recently I was in Denver for an examination of my brain. And that always brings about a little chuckle. Oh, yes, he has a brain. Or, yes, you need to have your head examined. Or the usual silly jokes that come with it. But I've had over the years, actually, it's the second time I've been to CereScan, CereScan. Look it up. Anybody who has any irregularities, anything, if you played football, if you played soccer, if you've been in the service, if you have any number of things that have compromised your head, your brain, your skull, however you want to dig into it, then you need to check this out. Check out the company. Check out what they do. I decided to invite Shane Quint, who is the director of technology at CereScan, to come and try to explain without pictures, Shane. We don't have any pictures, but maybe it would be good if we posted this interview and maybe put a link to CereScan with the interview, and then people can kind of, after they hear us talking about some of this stuff, they can go and look and figure it out. But one of the things that's amazing, and one of the reasons I want to have Shane here is because we're talking about my exam and what will come from it, what we'll learn, what anybody would learn from having their brain examined. So why don't you spend a moment or two, talk about the technology without getting too deeply into the weeds, and what you as the chief technology officer have developed, because you're really quite a brain yourself. And you have, there's a section, what he taught me folks the other day is there are various sections of our brain. We can look at our brain and see what we're good at. There are parts of the brain that under the stuff that Shane has developed, you can actually look at somebody's brain and see what they're good at. Like, are you a good administrator? Are you good in math? Would you be good at various categories of work? Or are you going to be a good husband or a wife? I mean, you can find all of this stuff out, which is pretty amazing. So how did you develop this stuff?
Well, we've been doing this for quite a while. 10 years we've been doing these types of medical imaging called SPECT imaging, which measures the blood flow, the perfusion in the brain. And a few years back, we decided to enhance our capabilities by developing some software that helps the physician identify those areas of abnormality based on blood flow in the brain. And so we built a web-based application that takes the medical imaging, looks at the data behind the image, and helps the doctor identify what regions are impacted by either too much blood flow or too little blood flow. And that can result from a trauma or toxic exposure or maybe Alzheimer's disease, things like that that can show up in the brain.
All right, so that's part one. What's part two here as we look at how this technology works?
Well, in addition to finding perfusion patterns in the brain and trying to map those to regions that are abnormal and what those regions do, what they're responsible for in the brain, we collect a bunch of other information, things like what medications have you had, what trauma have you had, what symptoms are you experiencing, and we have another system that maps all of that information, finds relationships in that data, and then tries to help the doctor give an accurate diagnosis and then ultimately the best treatment to try to correct those abnormalities.
So who is a good candidate for using the technology, and then where do you go to get whatever the findings are taken care of, addressed, if you will?
Okay. Yeah, so anybody who's had a trauma, like, say, had a concussion and is having chronic, long-term effects of that trauma, or they've been exposed to a toxin like carbon monoxide or some other thing like that, or they've had some kind of psychiatric condition like bipolar or ADHD, those are good prime candidates to have this kind of imaging done and then look for other people that have had similar, that's what our software does, kind of looks for other people that have similar characteristics and finds what worked for them. So we don't do treatments in our facilities. We outsource that to the most appropriate treating physician for whatever we find in the diagnostic approach. And we can do it not only in our clinic here in Denver, but we have 16 other affiliate clinics throughout the nation in Texas, Florida, California, all over the U.S. to make it more seamless to get to the facility that can do the image, and then all the data comes back to us via the internet. You know, it's a cloud-based application.
So who's a good candidate for using this resource, and how do you get it paid for, because it's not cheap? So then how,
yeah, right,
in a practical sense, do we bring people in to utilize this, because it's so important, it gives you so much more information, it could prolong life existentially, right?
Right. It could prolong life. It could help you recover from some, you know, issues like memory loss or you know, due to a trauma. There are a lot of different treatment options that can help if you can get the right diagnoses. I think insurance covers, a lot of times insurance will cover anything that's neurological in nature, like a traumatic brain injury or a toxic exposure or, you know, even Parkinson's or Alzheimer's disease. If it's a psychiatric condition, it's usually difficult to get insurance to cover that. But like you said, it's not necessarily a cheap procedure, but it can definitely help you. And a lot of times, getting you on the right treatment path is cheaper than getting the wrong diagnosis and being put on the wrong, you know, medication or treatment protocol and still not recovering.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. There are so many bits and pieces of info, and there's a lot of bad information around as well about the brain, and that's sort of where Seriscan has come to the top of the pile, right, under the circumstances?
Right, right. The brain is such a complex organ in the body, probably the most complex organ, and there's a lot of different functional regions, 120-plus regions in the brain that are responsible for different functions. And so that's one of our processes, is to break that data down into those regions and identify what areas are having problems and how that might relate back to the symptoms you're experiencing as a patient.
Shane Quint is here. He's in charge of technology, the chief technology officer at Seriscan in Denver. A lot of information here about the behind the scenes, how this all works. But let's talk about the practical value of this with football players. I know you've got lots and lots and lots of NFL players that have been studied, a lot of soccer players, a lot of people who've been in the service who might have been close to the action, and then we have people like me who haven't been in any of that, but yet there are questions about what's going on in our brains. Shane Quint here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Shane Quinn here with Doug Steffen. So how do you know what you know? I guess that's the question people would be asking. How do you know that there is a certain thing that is common to this region of the brain or that region of the brain, and how many people have had it, et cetera?
So there's a lot of research been done on the functional areas of the brain, and in fact, they keep expanding and breaking it down even further. I mentioned 120 regions of the brain that are kind of mapped today, and that's expanding. I think it's expanding to over 150 regions that they've discovered are responsible for specific functions within the brain. So the practical use of that is determining, you know, how does that map with what the patient is experiencing? What kind of abnormalities? Is it memory loss, or is it fogginess, or, you know, attention deficit? And then how do you identify what that is and get them on the right treatment path, whether that's, you know, hyperbaric chamber for traumatic brain injury, or, you know, Adderall or Ritalin for people with ADHD, or another product for another medication for bipolar disease. So there's a lot of different things that you can take, what treatment paths you can take once you know where the problem is and what it looks like, what the pattern of abnormality looks like.
So in terms of what I mentioned when we were first starting, the business about finding out what you're good at by looking at your brain. You showed me some things the other day that blew my mind. And we were looking at a particular brain, and this particular fellow is good at, and he's a brilliant administrator. So when you look at that, how do you find that? How has that been determined?
Now, again, there's a lot of research that's been done on the functional areas of the brain and what they're responsible for. And one of the things I was pointing out to you on this example image was some of the internal structures of the brain that are responsible for executive function or for cognitive approaches to solving problems. And this person is a very accomplished person, and you could see the hyperperfusion, which is more blood flow going to that area of the brain than is typical. And that is an indication of that part of the brain.
But what would cause that, Shane? How would that happen?
From what I've read, it's a lot due to, you know, the personality type, like a type A personality that's, you know, their mind's always going, you know, versus, and then maybe
well, blood goes,
you know,
yeah,
just
yeah,
training.
Shane Quint is the chief technology officer at Cerescan. You can go to CERESCAN.com to see what they're going to post this interview on all of our social media, and I would bet that it'll end up on the Facebook page or some of the things that are connected to Cerescan. Shane, great to have you here. Thank you for the experience, because that's really what this is. It's a great experience, opening up the mind. Shane Quinn here with Doug Steffen on the DJV program.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to spend some quality time with young Charles Curry. He's here at the behest of the Disney organization to help us understand what's going on at Disney and in movie land. So we'll get to his report in just a matter of moments. Hold your breath.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Radio. Code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body. And now when David Banner grows angry or aloud, a startling metamorphosis occurs. The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The Incredibilized Hulk. That's the theme. Was it David Banner who played the Hulk in the original TV show, Chucker? Why do I remember
that was the name of the character? Bill Bixby. He played
Bixby. That's right, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill great, Bixby. Great. He was an awesome, very highly likable talent. Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk premiered on CBS this day, March 10, 1970. Ran from 77 to 1982, a total of 82 episodes. What I liked about that show, it aired on Friday night at 8 o'clock. It was very much reminiscent in the way they did The Fugitive. He was on the run.
It was.
You know, that's what I like. I like that concept. I really wish they would have did that in the feature films. Edward Norton played the character in one movie, and then Mark Ruffalo took over in the Marvel Universe. He's really good, Mark Ruffalo, really good. But I got to tell you, I loved Bill Bixby in that role.
I thought Ruffalo was very likable with his family during the Golden Globes. Didn't you think that was a nice
I agree. And he is a very likable guy. Lou Ferrigno also became very popular in pop culture. You know, they picked him because he was a bodybuilder to play the Hulk. Painting him green took a lot of hours out of his day, but I'm sure today to say, because I was saying this off-air, thinking about this, at trade shows, I'm sure Lou Ferrigno can make a lot of money signing his autograph off this property that is now over 40 years old.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Speaking of old properties, Pepe Le Pew's problematic behavior appears to be something that Warner Brothers was aware of before he was called out for being in Space Jam. I guess he isn't going to be in Space Jam, right? So what was he doing? The Casablanca-like scene in which Pepe played a bartender.
Well, I guess in the old cartoon, people try to label the character as sort of a aggressive toward females. So here's here's the thing about this whole thing. While I don't agree, I think it's somewhat silly. These are private companies, and I guess they have the right to do what they want to do. But we need to talk about more important. We need to talk about more important issues than what really amounts to, in my opinion, very trivial.
All right,
I don't think many people are losing sleep or staying up late at night giving much thought to this before they brought it to the. I know I have not. I just want to point out Chuck Norris's birthday is today, Doug. He's 81 years old. I like Chuck Norris, Code of Silence, Silent Rage, Lone Wolf McQuade, and Delta Force, some of his better movies. Had the long-running hit on CBS, Walker, Texas Ranger, which I'm sure he made a lot of money off that show, and it was very, very popular in its run.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a new show on CW called Walker, which is about a black female Texas Ranger. Have you seen that?
No. I think they recast him with the star of the TV show Supernatural is the lead. She might be a supporting character in the show, but that is a reboot of the Norris CBS show.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. All right, Chucker, good job. Nice to have you here today on the DJV program, where it's now 59 after.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.